This is VOA News by remote. I'm coming to Kiev. Two somber milestones have been reached as the world continues to adjust to life with COVID-19. The number of deaths globally surpassed 600,000. In addition, the number of confirmed global infections hit 14 million and continues to rise well above that. The United States death toll is nearly 140,000, while the number of infections is more than 3.6 million. Millions more children in the United States are learning that they're unlikely to return to classrooms full-time in the fall due to the coronavirus pandemic. Officials were laying out new details Friday of what lies ahead after summer vacation. The announcements came as many states in the Sun Belt and elsewhere struggle to cope with a surge in the number of COVID-19 cases. In a sign of how the virus is galloping around the globe, the World Health Organization on Friday reported nearly 250,000 new cases in a single day. California laid out strict criteria for school reopenings that makes classroom instruction unlikely for most. Aid agencies are asking wealthy nations to support the UN's $10 billion appeal for life-saving aid to 250,000,000 people whose lives and livelihoods are threatened by the COVID-19 pandemic. A spokesman for the Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lehrke, says that the devastation caused by the pandemic is too great to ignore by the world's rich countries. The first global humanitarian response plan for COVID-19 launched in March requested $2 billion. It was updated in May, seeking $6.7 billion. And now this is the third iteration of that appeal. And as the emergency has increased, so has the amount of money needed to respond to it. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New coronavirus outbreaks are raising alarms globally as India's caseload passes 1 million. Fresh COVID-19 spikes, even in places as far as China's vast western region, are prompting worldwide moves to guard against the pandemic. India announced it surpassed 1 million cases, third only to the U.S. and Brazil in deaths. The U.N. humanitarian affairs chief warned that failure to address the social and economic impact of the coronavirus in the world's poorest countries would risk an even worse tragedy in the future. Mark Lowcock said that the cost of protecting the poorest 10% of the world's population is about $90 billion U.S. dollars. He said the massive problem the world faces can be addressed with relatively little money, with imagination, and if we park the old rules to reflect today's unique circumstances. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison tried to postpone an early August sitting of Parliament, saying the increased community transmissions of the novel coronavirus in the country's two most populous states have made it too risky. Morrison said that he consulted with the parliamentary opposition and had asked the speaker to postpone the two-week session, as the request is largely formality. Lawmakers are expected to meet in the Capitol on August 24th instead of August 4th. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said people in England will no longer be told to work from home and to avoid public transit in a major easing of lockdown restrictions. Johnson said the government's advice to not avoid non-essential use of public transit was being lifted immediately. Beginning August 1st, workers would no longer be told to do their jobs from home if possible. He said it will be up to businesses to determine whether they can bring employees back to workplaces in a covered, secure way by November at the earliest. Former President Barack Obama, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are among those paying tribute to Representative John Lewis, who died this weekend after battling pancreatic cancer. The 80-year-old civil rights icon was the son of sharecroppers and battled racism very early in his life. He was the last surviving speaker of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom in 1963. He was among those who led protests and battled Jim Crow laws and endured beatings and received a fractured skull during protest. He refused to attend President Trump's inauguration, and the two feuded in more recent years. U.S. House Democrats have been criticizing the White House for blocking the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from testifying at a public hearing on safely reopening schools. They invited